Yes, I believe.
Okay, so Mr. Freeman, let me just start over because I want to make sure that you hear me clear enough out. So just for our record, sir, please state your full name and ABC number for us for the record.
Ronald MacArthur Freeman, 322703.
Okay, sir, I'm going to go back through this to make sure and introduce you to our board because we didn't get a clear recording, so due to some technical difficulties. Please state your name, you have ABC number, your pin before the Arizona Board of Effective Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Freeman, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you were notified of the right to appear and represent yourself or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. You hire an attorney or you represented yourself, sir?
Representing myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear you in again. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Mr. Freeman, the hearing will be conducted in two phases. At phase one, the board will make a determination whether to the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out at phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, Mr. Freeman. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to say whether the allegation is either true or false, okay?
Okay.
The allegation number one states that you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number two, as demonstrated by a failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact is on about March 13, 2018, and verbally and written directed on February 13, 2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. Therefore, based on the admission of Mr. Freeman, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Aye.
Okay, motion by myself. Is that a second by Mr. Neal?
Yes.
Agreed. Mr. Quinones, agreed. Ms. Rittenhouse, and agreed. Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go to some information with you, Mr. Freeman, and then give you the opportunity to present whatever information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Freeman was released from ADC custody on 1/29/2018. And arrested on 5/21/2018 by Flagstaff PD. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5/22/2018 with an adjusted CCD of 8/5/2018 with 69 absconded days. Current conviction, 2015, disorderly conduct, 1 year. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score is 1, substance abuse score is 1. No STG information, no prior terms of supervision, no disciplinary noted. Other arrests, 2002, assault, Arizona Federal Prison. 2004, assault, Arizona Federal Prison. 2010, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. He has a GB score of G1, V3.
Mr. Turner, did you say he had 0 absconded days or did I just...
69 absconded days.
69. Okay, Mr. Freeman, I'm going to go with some information with you, sir. So when it looks like you were released, sir, you were released to stay with your father, Arthur Freeman, at 2.5 miles northeast Tonalea General Store in Tonalea, is it Tonalea, Arizona? In Tuba City, as your normal address, when doing the intake, your sister, Raylene Freeman, was with you, and she requested that you reside with her at NHA A9 Preslaski, Tuba City. You stayed there, but you stayed there, and that was a mailing address, and you stayed there with her until February 13th of 2018, when you moved over to your original placement at your father's home. Were you staying with your father at the time that you were apprehended, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
Yes.
Where were you working at?
I was working in Salt Lake City before I got incarcerated.
What were you doing then?
I was doing mainly all trades.
Okay. So since you were directed to attend the Navajo Behavior Health Center in Tuba City for assessment during your intake, you provided documents showing that you did participate in your intake and was to be seen at a later date for assessment and treatment planning. Is that right?
Yes.
Did you ever wind up having any treatment, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So, sir, why were you, why did you go and contact your parole officer?
My phone went out in the cell reception where my dad lived at, where we live at. They don't really get reception and transportation-wise, and no transportation for me. The only transportation I have over there in the city when I go to work out there, and I didn't have the money to pay for my fine and all that stuff that I supposed to pay for my court fees and all that.
But you were working. You said you were working. So you were working when you were with your dad?
Excuse me. That was before I went to prison, and before I violated, before I got incarcerated, before that. Sorry about that.
Okay.
That's before I went to prison. The last time I went to prison, last year, before I got out in January, I was working. But then after I got on parole, I wasn't working.
Okay.
Excuse me about that.
So you just
staying
with your dad. What happened with you and your sister?
Excuse me?
What happened with you and your sister?
Oh, this is a misunderstanding. We misplaced a phone and a charger, so I guess one of her kids took the phone, and I got it back, though. So I couldn't find the phone, and she told me that they don't have the phone, so that was a small little situation. And I told my parole officer about that, too, and he understood.
Okay, so what happened, sir? What were you doing those 69 days that you were a founder? And how did you come in contact with the Black Staff PD?
I kind of just turned myself in. When he checked the Black Staff and didn't want to take care of this, so I can go back to work in Salt Lake City.
So you went to Black Staff and turned yourself in to the PD?
Yeah, I kind of way down to the shop, so I'm walking the street.
Wait, so you were walking on the street, and what happened?
I got ID and a word check.
So you were walking, where were you going to when you were walking down the street?
I was at the shelter, and then I was walking around.
So did you stay at the shelter for a while?
Off and on, yeah, I did, off and on.
No.
Part-time, not like the whole week, or just every other day, just out back and forth, back to the reservation, trying to get a job there, and I just end up drinking. And then I got picked up and put down lunch.
So were you doing any drugs besides drinking, sir?
No. It's mainly cigarettes, not mainly alcohol.
Okay. So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Send more additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Freeman. We're about to come to a conclusion of the hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into the session, sir?
Yes. I just asking if I can be reinstated. Give me another chance. I have 32 days left to my release date. So I'm hoping you guys give me a chance for them not to be on parole or probation.
Okay, thank you, sir. So the board is going to discuss, while we're discussing, we're actually remaining on the phone, to remain silent while board's in discussion. We will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, but there will be a discussion taking place amongst the board, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board is now into discussion. The bill that Mr. Freeman, when he was released, was saying with his sister, had a disagreement with his sister, miscommunication. He moved in and stayed with his dad, and he was living with his father, and as well as going into black stuff, looking for work, at which time he relapsed and started drinking alcohol and staying at the shelter in black stuff. Between there, he says he was staying at his father's house. Says he did not contact his parole officer because he didn't have a good reception at his father's house, but it didn't indicate why he didn't contact him while he was at Blackstaff. So, Mr. Freeman will be released on August 4th, 2018, which time he won't be on any parole or community supervision. I think that it would be best if he remains incarcerated until he's released. At that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. And the fact that he did relapse and start back to mainly drinking alcohol. So I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Freeman, trying that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, was about to lapse or had lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Kignomas, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright. Mr. Freeman?
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on August 5th, 2018. At the time that you're released, sir, you won't be on any community supervision, and you won't be on parole. You won't have to refer to your parole officer. We're going to wish you the best of luck and hope that, sir, once you're released, that you will work on planning to work on the alcohol problem and find a job and continue to be a productive citizen, sir. I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing today, Mr. Freeman. That certainly concludes your hearing at this time. Thank you, sir.